And good evening. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. I'm Eddie Fury for high school boys basketball action, our third game of the season. And with me, joining me, I call him Coach. I call him a great golf player. A big fan of Michigan, Cliff Amy. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing well. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, big Michigan fan. Hard not to be right now. But, yeah, good to get the winter started here. This is the stuff that I enjoy doing, and thanks for having me.
It's been a long time since you coached basketball. Now, I remember covering your team at Carson Brook Port Sandlick, your alma mater there. Well, do you remember what year? Because I don't.
Well, I was done in 13, so
okay. That
gives you an idea.
A decade, huh?
Darn near, yep.
But pretty knowledgeable about the basketball game. A very good student of the game. Love the game of basketball. So,
yeah, you know, played it my whole entire life. Studied it as hard as I could, and was fortunate to have a bunch of really coachable kids come along the way and had some decent teams.
All right, looking good, by the way. Happy New Year, also.
Happy New Year.
All right, 2024. Let's big high school basketball game in the Greater Thumb East. We are in league play, and we are covering the Sandusky Wolves here at the Mark Isham Gymnasium as they take on the Ubley Bearcats in Greater Thumb East League play. Sandusky under a new head coach also, who coached at Armada for quite some time. I remember covering his team with the Armada Lady Tigers. John Beowulf is now here at the Sandusky Wolves.
Yeah, so I know him from my professional life. He is the electrical inspector in the area, so I happen to know that's what he does for a living, or part of his living anyways. And he's got his team off to a decent start, 5-4. And in the competitive GTC East.
And they're also 1-1 in league play. Harbor Beach is the top team right now at 3-0. Marlette 1-0. Sandusky's going to see them on Friday night. KPEC 1-1. Sandusky 1-1. Brown City 1-1. Ubley 1-2. And 0-3 is Memphis in league play. Harbor Beach on top. That's a team that Sandusky saw actually last week, I do believe, earlier in the season. And they had a loss to them, a big loss, but nothing like to bounce back against a team, the KPEC Chiefs, who beat Ubley themselves in a close game. Sandusky turns around last Friday and beats KPEC to stay in the hunt of the Greater Thumb East. They'll get another crack at Harbor Beach. They had their first round with them, and hopefully they can regroup and fix some things there. So, you know, I think this Greater Thumb East is still kind of wide open, even though Harbor Beach is 3-0.
It's going to be hard to beat Harbor Beach. They got a nice little start on this. Marlette, you know, we know the coach there. He's put the program together with Tristan Pennington. And the East is always, you know, kind of the home court advantage over the years as we've done the games. Mm-hmm. The home court advantage really plays big, especially at Harbor Beach, especially here in Sandusky here. This is a tough gym to play in.
As well as in Ubley. 1-2 in league play is Ubley. Their losses to KPEC in Harbor Beach. They're kind of, you know, a step back here, but they can get right back in it with a win here against Sandusky Wolves also. Ubley still coming off just over a month and a half ago. They are state champions in high school football. I'm sure everybody knows about that. Great pride here for the Thumb area on top of that. And there's some players from the football team playing on the basketball team also. So I would say they had a little bit of a late start, you know, because you're kind of off, the weariness of that long football season coming off the Thanksgiving holiday and into December.
A little bit of a hangover there, but the one thing you can always count on when you get these predominantly strong football programs, the Harbor Beaches, the Ubleys, their kids are physical and they like to play defense.
All right, we're going to talk about more of these two teams here. This is the pregame show coverage here on WBGV 92.5. Coming up around the 7:30 p.m. hour, or after this, a JV game also, where the Bearcats JV team is leading the Sandusky Wolves in the final frame with 2.5 minutes left, about 28-16 is the score here. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the players on this team, what they've done thus far, and what the teams and who they played also. In fact, they really stacked their schedule, both these teams, early in the season. We'll be right back here on 92.5. Cliff Amy with me. I'm Eddie Fury for high school basketball. It is Sandusky Wolves at the Ubley Bearcats. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Let's take a look at what the team has done so far. We'll take a look at what the Ubley Bearcats opened the season on December 6th. By the way, the boys' basketball season here, Cliff, opened first before the girls' basketball teams this year also. December 6th, it was a low opening loss for the Ubley Bearcats against a pretty good Carroll team this year. Close loss there, 46-48. Then they had three straight wins in December. A win over USA, 54-31. Over Memphis, and you had mentioned Memphis, Corey Tanton. The coach, you were just telling me, the assistant to you.
Yeah, he was my longtime assistant. He worked with me for 3 or 4 years there, and tremendous coach. If he gets some time and gets his feet underneath him in Memphis, I think he can put something together.
How long does it take, you think, you know, from you, when you change the culture to get it back to, up to snuff? Of course, you got to start young. You got to have these basketball teams and these kids playing right away early, whether they're playing against themselves, you know, or other schools.
So a couple things. I think you have to dig down deep and you have to start young and get the Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning basketball going. You got to get good parents. That's really a key part of having a basketball program. And you just got to start teaching the fundamentals and to play and teach the game the right way. If you can do that, then you can do what the Sandusky girls have done. They've had a lot of people help out over the years. That's why they're so fundamentally sound. That's why the program is where it is. I think if you do that, you know, I think Corey, if he went in and digs in, you know, if it's about a 5-year program, to be honest, I think. Five years to turn it around.
And he's been there how long now? A couple years?
Just so a couple
far?
Years.
Yeah, just a couple years. So, yeah. Well, anyways, Ubley, their third game of the season was a win over Memphis, 68-24. Took on a very, what I always say, year in, year out, Jeremy Abrego always finds a way to, no matter what he has in his roster, still able to coach a really good Pac team. They did come off a loss to a tough Mayville team, but Ubley got a win over them, 55-27. Jeremy Abrego will never make things easy. That's why you can never sleep on him, and you know this for a fact. So
no, you don't sleep on, you know, he's a good coach, and when he gets talent, and when he had his talent come through here, he was as tough to beat as there was anybody. And I remember when he had his really good Pac teams there, he'd play anybody in the thumb anywhere, anytime, and ended up beating some of the bigger BWAC, not necessarily BWAC, but the GTC schools.
Or he'll just schedule those schools regardless of the outcome of it. And then Ubley actually, over the holiday break, went for a trip up north, or somewhere in the States. Frankfort is where they went on the road. That was a loss, 77-43. But then the next day got a win over Lake Leelanau St. Mary with a win, 52-37. It's hard to get teams committed to a holiday games and break because coaches want that, because that's such a long 2-3 week break off. It's hard. Sometimes we don't have all the players there, but at least you can still have the system and still ingrain in the kids' minds. Did you ever have to deal with that yourself?
You know, you try to space out the games evenly. You don't want to be too front loaded because you don't want to have you want to be playing frequently going into the end of the season. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing you have to think about, and when you live in Michigan in the winter, the tail end of the season, the snow starts to blow.
Yeah.
All right. You want to get your games in. So if you're backloaded, then you end up playing on Saturday afternoons and doubleheaders.
Or winning the district championship and coming back to finish the league title game.
That has happened.
Yes. So they split that. And then the two straight losses, league losses to KPAC, 44-47. That was a home game loss for Ubley. And then one not too far, the backyard brawl, the loss to Harbor Beach, 39-51. And here they are in another league game. In fact, Ubley going through a gauntlet just like Sandusky is. They had Ubley's had KPAC, Harbor Beach, Sandusky tonight. Friday night they'll be at Brown City. Even though they're a little bit down this year, you can't sleep on that team. And then next week they'll have Marlette and Memphis and KPEC all over again. So it just rough shot here when it comes to league play for the Greater Thumb, or just in general right now, league play as we speak. Now, that's the Ubley Bearcats. They're 4-4. This is kind of like a must-win situation for them at this point?
You know, you look at the league standings here, and you've got Sandusky's got one loss, Ubley's got two. Ubley takes a third loss. I think And they're going to be playing for other things. Sandusky, if you're going to stay in the league hunt, you got to get a win here.
All right. Let's talk about some of these Ubley Bearcat players. Braden Franzo, be able to calculate some games that they had here. About six games here I was able to calculate. 116 points is what I was able to see. He had 26 in that week one loss to Carroll. Had 18 against Memphis, 20 against Frankfort, 21 against KPEC in that loss, 16 in the Harbor Beach game also, 15 in against USA in the second game of the season. So obviously he's the last one of the leading scorers here. for the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, we'll be looking for him. He's a bit of a slasher. You can shoot it a little bit, and looking for him to lead Ubley in the scoring here. You know, Ubley, talking to some of the coaching staffs here, look at the Peruski gentleman that was such a good football player is not playing this year. And there was a Volmarine that was also a starter last year that's not playing this year. So they're a little different team. They're down a little bit talent-wise, and they're going to have to put it together here in the Thumb Dome.
Well, they do have Candon Peruski, who played on the football team, so he's still on the roster. Some of your shooters here, Colin Ozentoski, Mitchell Foote, Brody Hagen, who's pretty good on the three. He's also Austin Gettner, Seth Maurer. They do have their shooters. This is Ubley basketball under Brandon Sorensen, who was a pretty good player back in his day. He is the athletic director at Ubley, still the head coach here at Ubley also. So they're under and pretty good tutelage here as we speak. And he's done a pretty good job here since he started as taking over as a coach.
He has. And again, we talked about it earlier. The one thing you can always count on in the Ubley Bearcats is they're going to play some good man-to-man defense. They might trap you a little bit zone-wise, but we'll watch for that. But they're going to be physical. They like the physicality of the game, and they're going to show it.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Sandusky Wolves as they are hosting the Ubley Bearcats here at the Marcus Hunt Gymnasium, Sandusky High School. High school boys basketball on a Wednesday night on a hump night here on WBGB 92.5 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Some pretty good tunes here on the speaker here, Cliff. AC/DC, some Queen now. It's like 97.7. We're on 92.5, high school boys basketball, Sandusky. We talked about the Ubley Bearcats. Let's talk about the Sandusky Wolves. Started off the season with a loss themselves in Cass City, one of the top teams, by the way, in the Greater Thumb West. And that was a loss 31-59. Another loss to another pretty good team, I would say, in the Greater Thumb West, Carroll. 52-64, but that was a little bit better game for Sandusky.
Yeah, so looking at that Cass City team, they sure do look like they're the best team in the Upper Thumb. You know, if you want to just like go from 46 to the north, they look like they're the better team there. And then Carroll, a decent program, you know, moving down, looking, they got to win against the Bad Axe team in overtime, 53-50. Take a loss to Yale by only 13, and Yale arguably is the best team in the Thumb area, maybe into the Blue Water area.
They just beat Emily City. They're going to have Croswell next week. We'll be covering that game, the boys and girls, Thursday and Friday for that. We're going to get a good look at them. Nice to see Garnett Kohler back there. His son, a senior, now playing. I remember the kid, this little, still shooting threes.
He's been good since he was three. Yeah. And I heard the story goes on him against Sandusky there. You know, back when that first time they played, they laid off of him far enough for the first four possessions, and he touched the ball, and he torched him for four threes. Ugh. So he's a terrific player, and his dad was a terrific player. Great coach, great program. Fun to see.
So that was a loss to Yale for Sandusky. Then they rattled off 1, 2, 3 straight wins against Vassar, Unionville Seaboyne, and also Deckerville over the holiday. 65-51 win over Vassar, 52-43 win for USA, the 70-45 win. That's the top points they've scored thus far in the season.
So they went up to Harbor Beach there. That was the away game. They did get throttled a little bit, and Harbor Beach gets a win. And we talked about that. You'll always hear me say that. I've played up there. I've coached up there. You can watch the scores up there. Going for the teams in the Thumb, going into Harbor Beach, it's just it's a tough place to play. They say home court advantage is 10 to 12 points. I think it's a little more than that when you go to Harbor Beach.
Let's talk about this team. There's a lot of great shooters on this team. First year for head coach John Beerwolf. A lot of great experience, whether it's girls or boys, it doesn't matter. He's a student of the game, good coach. He had great, successful years there at Armada also. Now he's here in Sandusky. Jack Betts, a freshman, wasn't a JV team. He has been at the point guard position, based on the games I know of, and I calculated about 67 points, but he's one of your top shooters here. Having a strong point guard who can dish the ball out if he has to, but if he has to shoot, he'll do it and he'll take it. Pretty remarkable for a young player who's actually a student from a kid from another school. He's made Sandusky a school choice now, I believe. I think it's from the Cass City area.
Okay. Well, to play any varsity level game as a freshman is an accomplishment. To be their leading scorer is something else. I have not seen him play. I'll be watching him closely to see what his skill set is and what he does for the floor. You know, something I always want to watch in programs and high school programs is, are you just a scorer? Or are you the kid that makes everybody else better?
Right.
Okay, I want to see the kid that makes everybody else better. score when you need to, and then just, you know, make sure you're distributing and playing the whole entire game.
Okay, I can attest to that. I'll talk about your own son, your young son. He was the point guard. He made everybody else better because he dished the ball out. But then when he had to take over after, you know, you lost some players in your years, he was expected to take over by then. He was a seasoned player.
Yeah, and it's just really, it comes down to that. And I had more than him, more than Connor. I had other players that they got that taste of winning. They don't want to lose. They're willing to do whatever it takes to do to win.
Well, it looks like John Beowulf has instituted that. And just by based on the how many scores we've had here, one of the other top scorers is Braden Bender also. We're going to see him. I've seen, based on my calculations of games, I would be able to put together about 66-plus points. He's also got Tyler Bush out there, pretty good score. We also got Franzo, and I do believe that's Tyler Franzo, one of your shooters. Also, we have Carson Champeau shooting from the floor. Throw in Dre Brant also, who can shoot if he's, you know, if he gets open out there. But you have a variety of shooters here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 7, 8 different shooters here, Cliff. And that's good to have. Sometimes teams are only relied on 3 players out there. But when you have more than that, and plus guys coming off the bench, that is something you look for, and that's something you got to crave to have here to beat a good team like this, like the Ubley Bearcats, or vice versa here for Ubley.
Yeah, I would say, again, you know, Eddie, I haven't seen Sadusky yet this year, and I'm really interested to see it. I want to see what's changed. You know, Tristan's gone now. You got a new coach in. I want to see, you know, how they play the game, if they play defense. Kind of going to be a fun game for me to be the a vocal bystander, if you will.
And, you know, with that loss to Harbor Beach, it's great to get a bounce-back win against KPEC, who beat Ubley also in league play and still be in this league race. But all these teams now are in that gauntlet. You're facing all your rivals here in league play. We'll see what the outcome here. It is a home game for Sandusky. You always see that's a slight advantage.
More than a slight one when you're in the Thumb Dome.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to get ready for tip-off. Sandusky boys, Wolves taking on and hosting the Ubley Bearcats. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Game time coming up. Your national anthem there, just in time after our last break there from Schneeberger's. They're going to be announcing the starters here, Sandusky Wolves at the Ubley Bearcats. It's number 0, Austin Gettner for Ubley.
Number 5, Colin
Osentowski. Number 20, Mitchell Foote.
Number 23, Seth Maurer.
Number 23, Seth Maurer for Ubley Bearcats.
And number 24, Braden Franzo.
Braden Franzo, number 24. There is a fifth quarter player from the JV being brought up. A rule that was, how long has this rule been in now? About 3 years now?
Maybe 4.
Yeah?
Yep.
Where if you can play a full JV game or at least 2 quarters, you're allowed to play either 2 or 1.
Number 3, Braden Bender.
For the Sandusky Wolves, Braden Bender, number 3.
Number 11, Jack Betts.
Jack Betts, we just talked about him. Starting, number 11. Point guard position. Number 20, Tyler Bush for Sandusky Wolves.
Number 23, Carson Schuert.
Carson Schuert, number 23 for
number
Sandusky.
50, Gabe Drabant.
Gabe Drabant, number 50. Little husky, but he's got the height there. He can shoot, and he'll likely be hitting the boards also.
Going to be matched up against a pretty big fella there from Ubley himself.
Yeah, number 20, Mitchell Foote.
6'3", can't say that I know this, but I'm going to guess he played on their football team.
Likely on the line, both sides of the ball. Here we go, a center circle here. Sandusky wearing their white uniforms. A little bit of red on the side of the shorts, black numbered. Ubley in their black, outlined orange, and gray numbers. Jump ball won by the Sandusky Wolves, picked up by number 11, Jack Betts. The point guard takes it over to Bender to the right corner. Shot for three, swishes it right away, answering. It's Tyler Bush with the three in the right corner.
Good penetration there and kick to the corner here. He was squared up, flicked the elbow, and the shot was good.
First point scored by Sandusky on their first possession. Ubley with possession, moving from left to right on your radio dial or webcast stream. You're listening to us online. Underneath the basket, ball will be nicked away. It looks like a foul committed. Get confirmation here and who it is.
That's going to go on number 50.
And this is a shooting foul. Going to the line is number 24, Braden Franzo. And that one is good.
Number 50 is Gabe Drabant. That's his first foul, team first foul.
Second free throw attempt. It's 2-1. Ties it up with the free throws. That is number 24, Braden Franzo. It's all tied up. 2-2, Sandusky to their side of the floor. Holds up at the elbow. Vastly underused position shot there. Misses it. Number 11, Jack Betts. Rebound the Ubley Bearcats. Number 5 with the dribble. Colin Ozentoski at the high post. Hands it out to number 0. Austin Gettner dishes it off to the right. To Foote. Back up top to 23, Seth Maurer. Back over to 24, Franzo. He'll go down the right lane. He'll hold up at the elbow. Around the perimeter. To number 23, Seth Maurer. To number 5 now, Colin Ozentoski. Takes a shot for three. Right wing, no good. Rebound picked up by number 3 for Sandusky, Braden Bender. Gets it back from Franzo. Bender with it at the left wing. Tipped away, and it'll be a steal for Ubley Bearcats. Fast break up for two. Number 24 can't get it in. Rebound number 23, Carson Schuert. Their fast break. Nobody there, but Jack Betts saves it. He'll take a three from the left wing. Hits the rim. Whistle was called. We'll have a foul. Hey, I do believe we have the firm out here officiating tonight.
So Bender had made the turnover there. That was a nice hustle back there. He got a partial block on Franzel. That's why he missed that wide open layup.
No full court pressure from the far side. Ubley ball. That's two fouls on number 50, it looks like. Gabe Drabant. Ubley ball. Underneath left side, but a block by Jack Betts. Kid can do it all. He plays a lot of AAU basketball also, so a lot of great experience when it comes to basketball for Jack Betts, and you can bet on that. 5:54 to go here. It's 3-2. Sandusky Wolves started off with a three-point shot. Two free throws by Ubley. It is 3-2 from the elbow. Hits the back of the glass. No good for Ubley. I do believe that was number 24 with the miss, Franzo. Betts will take a three. He switches that one from the right wing. Makes it 6-2 now. Two threes.
Not afraid
for Sandusky.
Not afraid to shoot the ball. It's a good-looking release there, and he gets up off the ground on it. So far, so good. Kind of impressed with the young man.
To the high post at number 20. He'll take a three himself, and he switches it and answers. Number 24, Braden Franzo, gives him 5 points in the game so far. And it is, no, I say they're going to say it's a two. Might have stepped on the line there, Cliff, apparently. We'll see. 6-4 of under five to go here and laying it up for Sandusky. Who got that?
Bender.
So it'll be 8-4 after the shot by Bender and a layup off balance down the right lane to the right side. No good by Ubley. Rebound Sandusky defense. Jack Betts with it. It's 8-4. 4:35 to go here. Wide open look for three for number 23. Hits the back of the rim. Put back is what you want on offense in the paint. And number 20 did that in the right place, right time. Tyler Bush for two. 4:20 to go here. It's 10-4. Sandusky leads.
Sandusky looking really good offensively here so far, Ed.
Looking for a three from the right wing. Off the mark by number 23. But Ubley fighting to save it offensively. Loose ball still. And it will be Ubley ball. That was the miss for your three by Seth Maurer. He has it back. He'll drive to the basket left side, pulls up. Being guarded well by number 20, Tyler Bush on defense. Are we seeing man-to-man right now?
Both teams playing man-to-man so far.
Ubley still with possession with 3:45 to go. They're down 10-4, 6-point lead for Sandusky. Looking for a three, might have stepped on the line, but they're saying it was a three attempt, no good by number zero. Austin Gettner still, Ubley ball. Lays it up from the left corner. Another putback attempt, and it'll be a foul called on Sandusky in the paint. That's number 24 will be going to the line.
It's going to go against Brandon Bader. Not Bader, Bender.
Braden Franzo. There's a lot of Bradens and a lot of Brendans and Benders.
It's almost a tongue twister.
Yeah. Braden Franzo for Ubley will be going to the line for his free throws. That one good. So far he has 6 points already. Second free throw attempt, it's 10-5. That one good also. So far 100% free throw shooting for Ubley. Gonna need those points. 3.5 to go here in the first period. Sandusky ball after the free throws made by Ubley. Jack Betts swings it over to number 23, Carson Stewart, to number 3, Braden Bender, back up top to number 20. Tyler Bush to Braden Bender. Nice ball movement, and a shot for 3 for number 25. That was Tyler Franzo, misses that one from the right wing. Rebound Ubley. Look away pass there to Franzo. Back over to number 5, who was at the point. Kalinasentowski hands it off to number 0, Austin Gettner. At the free throw line, number 23 down the left lane, up for 2, hits high against the glass, no good. Rebound number 23, Carson Stewart for Sandusky. Betts driving to the basket, throws it up, draws a foul, it goes in!
Little Euro step there on that move there, ended up finishing with his left hand. Nice slasher move there. Young man can put the ball in the basket.
Already impressed with this Jack Betts here, Cliff. 2:35 to go here. He made the shot. He'll try to convert the three-point play. It's 12-6. Sandusky with the lead. Some substitutions here. Number 3 taking a seat. It's Braden Bender. Carson Champeau coming in. Cannot convert the first free throw for Sandusky or convert the three-point play. Ubley gets the rebound. 2:25 to go here in the first. It's 12-6. Sandusky with the lead. At the left wing, number 21 in the game, Camden Peruski. Back over to Franzo. Over on the right side, three-point range. Over to the high post, driving to the basket with a layup. Can't get it in from the right side by number 21, Camden Peruski. And Sandusky pretty much boxed in and protected the area and let that ball go out of bounds, and they'll take the ball from baseline, far side.
Ubley's getting good attempts there. He's just not, the lid's a little bit on the basket right now for them.
Sandusky making it very tough for them, too, defending-wise. Carson Champeau, a pass over to Jack Betts. Three-point range around the top of the perimeter. Back up top to number 23, Carson Short. And another three-point attempt. He'll go again from the right wing with a miss, but he'll get back. After Betts got a handle on the ball offensively for the rebound, he'll take a shot from the high post, a little bit of fadeaway, does not go in, hits the rim, had a good look, but the rebound by Ubley. 12-6, 1.5 to go here in the first. Sandusky leads. Ubley ball to the right corner, far right corner. Franza with it. To Kendon Peruski, over to the left. Inside, around the into the paint, turnaround jumper for two, no good. Rebound. Pulled down by Sandusky after the miss by number three, Daniel Dryeski. The Sandusky ball now, their side of the court. Some good ball handling here by both teams, but I would say more so with Sandusky, just looking for that shot, open shot. Whistle was called. I think he stepped on the out-of-bounds line.
So it's a five-out offense. It's called, it's a variation of the read-and-react offense where they're just kind of reading what everybody else is doing away from the ball. You see this at the college level now. You see it at the pro level.
Seeing John Bearwolf bring it in to the Sandusky level. Has Sandusky worked with this before or not?
Not this way. Nope.
Ubley ball. Loose ball picked up after the mishandle on the ball handling there by number zero, Austin Gettner. And picking it up is number one, Carson Champeau. Three-point shot. No good by number 23, Carson Short. Down to 25 seconds left here in the first. It's 12-6, Sandusky leading. Ubley ball now after the rebound. Looks like he got called for the travel number three. Looking at the basket, Daniel Dryeski. Turnover on Ubley. It'll be 12.8 seconds to go here in the first. Sandusky leading 12-6. They get the inbounds. A little bit of four-court pressure here by Ubley. And going for a shot for two against the side of the glass. That was inside the wing for a shot for two. He made it in. Jack Betts, 14-6. Ubley throws it up to try to get a last-second shot. No good. It is 14-6 at the end of the first. Sandusky leads Ubley. We'll be right back here on 92.5. All right, starting off the second period, 7:48 to go here, 14-6. Sandusky open with possession there. Turnover after the steal from Ubley. And whistle was called to still be Ubley ball as it went out of bounds, I believe. Or is there a foul?
Foul, I think it's going to go against Franzel.
It'll be Ubley ball. It got the inbounds pass. 14-6 is where our score's at. No one scored here in the second as we just start in the first seconds of the second period. Ubley. There's a Kendon Peruski going for a shot. Foul was called on Sandusky.
I'm going to go against number 23, Carson Short. Going to be his first. Team second.
From the baseline, inbounds pass. Ubley ball underneath their own basket. And number 23, Seth Maurer. To Kendon Peruski, to Braden Franzo at the top. Pick set there by Foot. Got a little bit of a shoving and pushing there. Foot trying to get a little bit of a hook shot there from the left lane. Can't knock it in, and Sandusky pulls up defensively with the rebound. That's number three with it, Braden Bender. Whistle was called. I think he...
Going to go against Ubley. It's going to be number 23 for Ubley, Seth Maurer. Going to be his second.
From the baseline, inbounds pass. Number 23, Carson Short. Taking a three. Missed that one way off the mark. That was from right wing. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Ubley ball from the far side. Coming in is number 25, Tyler Franzo. Taking a seat, number three, Braden Bender. Coach is talking to him about that shot there, I think.
Maybe the shot selection.
Yes, you can see right away. Brandon Gibord, we had mentioned, he's assisting here. He was last year's head coach, still assisting the team. Fast break played here after the missed shot by Elbley, and they can't get it as it goes out of bounds. Just too far of a pass for number 25, Tyler Franzel, to reach for it.
Right idea, better pass. Coach Darrell Walker used to say that.
We just saw a CPS game there against Caseville. Tough loss, but CPS boys got their first win last night. Kimball Landmark. They're under new head coach. Going to be tough here to restart, but they got a good lineage there from up Brown City. Like the coach, still trying to learn this team and get to know the guys, but tough situation for a new coach to come in like that. But from talking to the players, pretty good. They like being pushed, and this is the guy who did it, Jack McPhail for CPS. Here, first-year head coach, also for Sandusky, John Barry. What if they lead 14-6, 6.5 here in a second against Ubley? Ubley with possession. Braden Franz with the ball. Passes it off. Over to 23 now. Seth Maurer. Mitchell Foote with it at the high post. Passes it off to Franzo. Holds up at the elbow. Left side. Takes a shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound and grabbing it. Camden Peruski driving to the basket. Throws it up for two, and he knocks one in after that scoring drop by Ubley. It's 14-8, trying to go for a three-point play.
Good physical move down the baseline there. He got that on the glass. Drew some contact, going to go to the free throw line.
Ubley so far, I don't want to jinx it, has made all their free throws, I believe. 5:53 mark, 14-8. Should be eight, shouldn't it? Or
should be.
Okay, that is a missed free throw. All right, they put it up.
And you jinxed him.
I did. Should never said anything. Number 32 in the game, Danny Tovar. Seems like you got the running backs for Sandusky football team here on the floor. Number one, Carson Champol. Bounce pass to the left low block. That's Franzo. He's triple teamed. Somebody's going to foul him if you're that surrounded. So long as you're kind of making your ball movement there.
He got triple teamed underneath there. He had to quickly get that back out, but he was fortunate to draw contact. It's going to be Sandusky's basketball, baseline out of bounds.
Is that a mistake some players do? They just don't move? You want to try to draw a foul. So inbounds pass is stolen away by Ubley. Fast break up for two. He knocks it in. Number 24 on the steal in the inbounds. Braden Franzo making it 14-10.
Climbing back into the ball game.
Sandusky ball, number one with it. Carson Champol holds up in the paint. Loose ball again. Ubley, Bearcats just ripping away the ball. Just making it very difficult here for Sandusky.
Ubley's changed their defense here. That was more of a trapping zone on that possession.
And it'll be Ubley ball because I think it was a travel call there. Trying to recover the loose ball was Sandusky. Inbounds pass, Ubley ball. Number two in the game here, that is Ethan Maurer. Into the left corner, Franzo, over to Mitchell Foote in the left wing. Hands it off to Braden Franzo. Almost had a pick for him, set by number 23, but he'll throw over to Seth Maurer. Two Maurers on the floor, over to Mitchell Foote. Pitches it out to Kenny Pruski for three. From the right side, no good. Rebound, Sandusky.
Nice shot by Franzel on the box out.
Fast break. Jack Betts found him, but could not knock it in for that shot. Off the mark, number 32, with the layup attempt. That was Danny Tovar. Whistle was called away from the ball, fighting for the rebound. Sandusky gets called for it.
Sandusky a little bit undersized in the front court there.
Carson Short getting called for the foul, his second. Ubley ball. They're down by 4, 14-10. Sandusky leads 4:19 to go. A three-point shot. High, nice arc by Braden Franzo from the left wing, and it goes in. It's 14-13.
You can see why he's their leading scorer here. That one just about brought rain. It was so high.
4:06 to go. We got snowflakes right now outside, by the way. Had a lot of rain today and last night. Just a good old Michigan weather day. Luckily, you didn't have to be called out. I had Jonathan on standby just in case, Cliff,
okay.
With DTE. You never know. Jack Betts goes for three, hits the rim in and out. Ubley on a run here. They get the rebound defensively. Franz will woof it. His last shot was a three. They're down by one, 14-13. He'll go for a three, right wing. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Sandusky boxes out. Jack Betts comes up with a rebound. There'll be a foul. Mitchell Foote kind of got behind Betts there and kind of pushed him out. A couple substitutions again. Kandon Peruski looks like he'll take a seat. Both coaches here trying to keep bodies fresh.
Carson Champeau for Sandusky checking into the ballgame.
I think we have a timeout. This is our first timeout of the game. 3:33 to go here, 14-13. Sandusky leading by one. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Sandusky ball, taking a shot for two, pushes it up. He draws a foul from the left low block. Number 20 knocks it in for two, Tyler Bush, and ends the scoring drought for Sandusky.
Nice strong move there. He took that on the left side, drew the contact, held for a second, then got it up with the right hand.
3:19 to go here in the first half, 16-13. Trying to convert the three-point play. Second free throw attempt for Sandusky, that is a miss. Rebound picked up by Mitchell Foote. We talked about the big man, he is big. Able to box out there on the lane and get the rebound after the free throw miss. Looking for three, hits the rim, no good, by number 23 for Ubley. Seth Maurer, but still Ubley ball offensively. Franza with it to Foote, right elbow for two, and air does not roll in. Pushing it back up for the putback. It was number 23. He was surrounded by three Sandusky players, and he still found a way to get it in. Seth Maurer.
Seth Maurer. Sandusky probably clawed themselves back into this. Back playing man-to-man.
16-15, up by one. Jack Betts with the ball for Sandusky. Hands it off to number 20, Tyler Bush, over to 25, Tyler Franzo. Franzo to the right corner to number one, Carson Champeau. Bounce pass up top to Betts. He'll take the three. Had a good look at it. Put back. No, it does not drop. But great awareness there by number one, Carson Champeau. And you want to see more of that for Sandusky right now. They're only up by one. 16-15. Ubley with the ball. Go ahead.
Sandusky settling for long shots right now. They shot a lot of deep threes, NBA threes. The lid's on the basket right now. That's allowed Ubley to kind of climb back into the ballgame.
And Ubley was able to penetrate in their last shot to get it within one. So something that Sandusky may want to try to do here. See if they can execute it. Mitchell Foote with the ball at the high post, right elbow. Almost stole it. Well, Sandusky to the left corner for three. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It will be a jump ball, I believe, in favor of Sandusky. 1:36 to go. It's a one-point lead for Sandusky. 16-15, they've maintained this lead throughout the whole game. I thought there was a tie, but it was a three-point shot.
Ubley's mixing it in here against Sandusky on, the forecourt pressure, even if it's just token pressure. That's been part of their success of climbing back into this ballgame.
1:30 to go here in the first half. Jack Betts coming down with the ball for Sandusky. It'll be number two. To the right side, Braden Bender. Into the paint, reaching for the ball. In the middle of the paint was number 50, Gabe Drabrant. He's back in a game, and a whistle was called. And he'll go to the free throw line. That's Gabe Drabrant, a senior. First free throw, no good. Sandusky has yet to make a free throw in the first half.
Some of that is, they're not drawing a lot of fouls, but they're, when you shoot deep from the perimeter, you don't draw a lot of fouls.
Second free throw, no good. Loose ball, goes out of bounds. And a lot of substitutions here. The number 32, Danny Tovar, coming back in for Drabant. Kandon Peruski back in for Ubley also. Full court pressure being applied by Sandusky. Well, 1:23 to go. They're leading by one, 16-15. With the dribble, number five, it's Colin Osentoski. Goes to the high post, out to Franzo. Back to Osentoski, back to Franzo at the high post. Slides, takes a shot for two, hits the back of the rim, no good. Put back attempt. Can he drive it up? Kendon Peruski does, and he takes the first lead of the game for Ubley. Peruski with 1 minute to go and counting. Sandusky with it on their side. Loose ball picked up and saved by number two. That is Tanner Taggy in the game. Whistle is called. And was that out of bounds or no?
I'm going to go back
indication.
To Sandusky. Yeah. So this is another situation where Ubley has switched to defense on the Sandusky team, and they're not necessarily picking it up.
So the one-point lead for Ubley. Kendon Peruski with a put back inside the paint. Loose ball again, and Ubley Bearcats is playing real tough defense, making it difficult on the ball handling for Sandusky.
Getting trapped. You don't want to, when you're going against traps like this, you can't get that ball into the corner. If you do, you got to get it out fast. And Ubley's doing a nice job of mixing it up. They're drawing some fouls, but the switching of the defense has allowed them to get a one-point lead.
38.6 seconds to go here. 17-16. One-point lead here for Ubley. Trying to tie it up. And he does. First free throw made. Number 32, Danny Tovar. Key free throw to tie it up. 17-17. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Ubley. 17 all. Racing to the basket for two. And off balance, he makes it in. Kendon Peruski has made the last 3 points and gives the lead back to Ubley. Down to 20 seconds left. Sandusky ball in the first half. 19-17. Ubley leads. Jack Betts hands it off over to Champole to the right corner to Taggy. This is off to Jack Betts. Betts double team. Puts it out to number 20 up for two. Hits the rim, no good. Loose ball picked up, saved by Betts. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Jumper for two, no good. At the end of the first, Ubley maintains a 2-point lead, taking the lead late in the game. 19-17 against Sandusky. At the end of the first half, Ubley coming back after being down 14-6. They lead 19-17 against Sandusky Wolves here at Sandusky High School. Mark S. Hunt Gymnasium playing on the Al DeMott floor. There's so many names here, or the court. It's the court. Here at Sandusky High School, we'll be right back. It is halftime, 19-17, Ubley leads. We'll be right back. Our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports also will be coming your way, and we'll have your halftime scoring leaders and some comments. Get ready for the second half. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV, Marlette, Brown City, Sandusky. Score is Ubley leads at the half, 19-17 against the Sandusky Wolves boys basketball team. Come back for Ubley here in the second quarter in the late first half. 19-17, Ubley leads Sandusky. We pause now for this week in MHSAA High School Sports. It is halftime, getting ready here for the third period. Ubley Bearcats coming late in the second period to take the lead 19-17. It was 14-6 at the end of the first period. And then some big shots here by Braden Franzo, but specifically Kendon Peruski late in the second period to take the lead. 17-16, tied it up by Tovar with 38 seconds to go. 19-17 for Ubley lead. Here is Cliff Amy with some halftime.
So Peruski had three straight baskets there for the Ubley Bearcats, just driving at the basket, got in there and drew contact a couple times. But the switching up of the defenses here is kind of confused Sandusky a couple times. And they'll have to make that adjustment here going into the half. Looks like maybe they're going to change their defense here. Looks like they're going to go into a zone.
For Sandusky, leading scorers in the first half, Jack Betts with seven for Tyler Bush, two for Carson Stewart, one for Danny Tovar, 11 points for Braden Franzo, six for Kendon Peruski, and two for Seth Maurer for the Ubley Bearcats. They lead 19-17. Ubley had possession, and Sandusky steals it. They are switching sides of the floor. From left to right, Sandusky with possession in the third period. Again, a turnover, back-to-back turnovers, this time by Ubley. He loses the handle. Kendon Peruski goes out of bounds in front of the Sandusky bench, and back to Sandusky ball in front of their own side of the floor.
Little hustle play there by Peruski, but he just didn't have the handles to stay under the ball. It's going to be Sandusky sideline out of bounds.
Inbounds pass to the far right corner, pulls it out to the wing, to number three, Braden Bender to the right corner, being defended by Kendon Peruski. Seeing man-to-man defense again. Reverse layup. Can he drop it in? And he does. The big man, number 50, Gabe Drabant.
Nice job switching to his left hand. He was deep underneath the basket there and got that up in with the left hand.
Ubley Bearcats tied up 19-19 after the shot by number 50, Gabe Drabant.
Sadusky has switched to a 1-2-2 zone defensively to start the second half.
Looks like it went out of bounds there. Inbounds from the baseline. Ubley ball underneath their own basket. Number 5 with a handle on that. Colin Ozentowski to Braden Franz, the leading scorer so far here for Ubley. So we start here the second half, early third period. 19-19 all tied up. 6:45 to go here in the third. Down the right lane. He holds up at the elbow to the high post to Mitchell Foote. Foote's going to drive his way in. Goes for a shot for two. He'll draw the foul. First half, free throw shooting, 1 of 6 for Sandusky. 4 for 5. For Ubley.
So Dusky's going to have to improve on that for the second half here, but Foote got the ball there. He said it was a first and goal and decided he was trying to go to the end zone, but he drew some contact, misses the first free throw.
Still, 6:35 to go. That's the third foul for number 23 also for Carson Stewart. He'll make the second free throw, takes back the lead, making it 20-19. Ubley takes back the lead in the third. Sandusky ball, Jack Betts with it. Foul called on Betts, well not on Betts, but on Ubley, who committed it on Betts.
It's going to go on Colin Ozentowski. He's going to show it at his first foul. He's got a tough assignment out there. Betts has got pretty good quicks and really good with the basketball.
Carson Short, inbounds pass. Drabant trying to get it in for two on the left side of the glass. He's got the only points here for Sandusky. And Ubley will get the defensive rebound. Braden Franzo at the right wing. Ball goes around the perimeter to Kendon Peruski, left corner. To the high post, to the paint, pitches it out to the perimeter. Driving in the basket, reverse layup, left side of the glass. Braden Franzo for two, extends the lead, largest lead of the game here for Ubley now, 22-19.
Very athletic move there, get into the interior.
And Sandusky ball on their side of the floor, number 20, handling the ball at the top of the point, Tyler Bush. Over to Braden Bender. Bender, pass over to left corner to Bush. Bush down the baseline, up for two, and he knocks it in.
Nice move on the baseline.
22-21, Ubley down to a one-point lead. 5.5 to go and counting in the third. Ubley ball, their side of the court, and a right corner shot for three. Trying to get a putback quickly was number 5, can't get it. Sandusky will grab the rebound defensively. Jack Betts with the dribble. Jack Betts for Sandusky, driving to the basket. And he'll draw the foul. Between two defenders. That was from the right wing, darting his way to the right side of the glass. One of six in the first half of free throw shooting. This is the first free throw in the second half for Sandusky. First one is no good by Jack Betts. The foul was on Braden. Was it Braden?
Braden Franzel.
He makes his second free throw, and he'll tie it up for Sandusky. 22-22, Jack Betts with that second free throw and gets it in. With 5 minutes to go here in the third, 22 all. Ubley ball. Nicked away by Sandusky, but saved by Kendon Peruski for a three. Left wing, hits the back of the rim, no good. Putback attempt in midair. And they can't bring it down, number 0. Loses a handle on it, Austin Gettner. And number 50, Drabant, getting the rebound for Sandusky. Jack Betts, dribble over and pass to number 20. Tyler Bush, looking for a three, right corner. Around the rim, no good by number 3. Putback attempt. for Tyler Bush for two.
Tyler Bush is pretty athletic there. He's made two moves at the rim right now that you have to coordinate your body, and got a little deep and was able to adjust and got it off the glass.
It was like a reverse layup against the glass for two. It's 24-22. Sandusky with that shot by Bush takes the lead by two, 24-22. Left corner open look for three. Hits the rim, no good by number five. Left corner, Colin Ozentoski fighting for the jump ball. Should be in favor of Sandusky. Ashley Winter Palmer's father out here with the longtime officiating crew here. Highly respected.
Daryl.
Yep, and they usually do our all-star games.
Yeah.
For basketball.
Mike Dompierre.
And Brent Wehner.
Brent Wehner.
3:47 to go here in the third. Whistle is called. It looks like it goes out of bounds. It'll be Sandusky ball on the baseline underneath their own basket. Substitutions, Cannon Pruski would take a seat. From the baseline, Bush. Got to get it in. He just doesn't time the Jack Betts at the top. 3:45. Sandusky leading by two, 24-22. And they have possession of the ball. Carson Short around the perimeter. Passing the ball around the perimeter. In all, the bodies are moving all around the floor here. Also looking for a shot. That's Tyler Bush back over to 23. Carson Short. The Jack Betts in the left corner. He'll take the shot for three, and it goes in. Had a good look at it. You know, couldn't get into the paint. Ubley making it difficult, so Jack goes for three, and he gets it.
Got a real nice look there. Got his balance. They were a little more patient on offense that time. They're coming down, playing a 2-3 zone this time down for defensively for the Sandusky Wolves.
Betts with that three makes it 27-22. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third period. Ubley ball right now on their side of the floor. Colin Ozentoski, a pass, looking for number zero. Austin Gettner knocked out of bounds underneath the basket by Sandusky, still ugly ball.
Carson Short with the block on that. He's been pretty athletic on the defensive glass here tonight in the second half.
2:49 to go here in the third from the baseline, left side of the glass. Braden Franzen to throw it in, and he does to number 23. Seth Maurer to Colin Ozentoski for ugly. Sandusky up by five, 27-22 in the third. Ubley still has possession. Coach Beerwolf just calling out to his players, coaching them up here, keeping the pressure on against Ubley. Looking for a three, and he does, and he finds a look, does not get it. Put back, turn around, jumper by Foote. He'll get another chance, and he'll get it in this time. Number 20, Mitchell Foote.
Takes up a lot of space down there in the interior there. Was able to fight his way through there a couple of attempts and get the shot.
27-24, one possession lead for Sandusky. Sandusky with the ball. They will be fouled. There'll be number three, Braden Bender, on the left side of the glass.
Foul's going to go against number 23, Seth Maurer from Ubley.
Baseline to throw it in underneath the basket. Left side, number 20, Tyler Bush to throw it in.
Candon Peruski checks into the ballgame for the Bearcats.
Left corner for three, and that one goes in by number three, Braden Bender. That's his first points of the game. 30-24, 6-point lead for Sandusky. 1:50 to go here in the third. Braden Franzo for Ubley, handling the ball to the top of the point. He'll go for an NBA range three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, though, by Ubley, number five. Colin Ozentoski back to Franzo. 2-3 zone?
2-3 zone.
Almost loses a handle, and they do, but they save it. Pitch it into Foote, right into the welcoming arms to the other number 20, Tyler Bush. Bush will take the shot for two high, gets a glass, and grabbing the rebound after the miss is number 23, Carson Schwartz. Jack Betts back with it for Sandusky. 1:15 to go here, 30-24, Sandusky leads in the third. It's Gabe Drabantz with the ball. Up against the other big man, Mitchell Foote. The two big men out here. When it comes to the glass, Carson Short at the left corner will hold up. Pass up top to Tyler Bush. Coming down to the final 50 seconds of the third period, Sandusky leads 30-24, still with possession. Jack Betts with it. Bad pass, kind of like a hot dog underhand pass there. Sandusky turns the ball over and for the fast break, can't get it. It was Kenny Peruski, loose ball. And it will be Drabant picking it up. Down to 30 seconds, fast break play, can he get it? Turn around up for two, he'll draw the foul. Number 50, Gabe Drabant draws it. Ubley commits it.
Great look there from Bender there to make that pass.
29.9 seconds to go here. 30-24, Sandusky leading by six, trying to extend it by a three-possession lead. Oh, that one kind of went in, but it popped out. Ooh. So that's the first free throw miss by number 50, Gabe Drabant of Sandusky. Tomorrow night, high school girls basketball, Sandusky at Marlette. Next week, Croswell Lexington at Yale. Girls and boys basketball, Thursday and Friday. Second free throw is a miss. Last touch by Ubley out of bounds will be Sandusky ball.
Well, I tell you, I've been impressed in the third quarter here, Eddie, with the patience Sandusky's had offensively. They're not absolutely rushing every shot.
Tyler Bush, left corner. He will be fouled also. Looks like he was going to take a shot, but he was going to pass it off to Jack Betts to the right corner. Great adjustment here from the locker room talk here at the half, as you had mentioned. They kind of lost it there in the second period. The adjustments were made, especially on defense. Yep. First free throw, no good. 1 of 5 for free throw shooting for Sandusky. 24.9 seconds to go here. First free throw was a miss by Tyler Bush. Number 50 will take his seat, Drabant. Second free throw attempt is good. 31-24, Sandusky leading now by 7. 22 seconds to go and counting. Ubley with possession. Braden Franzo goes to the glass left side and draws a foul.
He looked like a senior on that move. He kind of hesitated there, drew the contact, and was hoping to get the continuation. Had it slapped down, but it definitely was a foul.
I think he had 4 free throws in the first half alone. First free throw is good by Braden Franzo. That's 31-25. Sandusky leading, but that key free throw by Franzo ends that drought. With 17 seconds to go here in the third. Another free throw good by Braden Franzo. Down to 15 seconds left here in the third. 31-26. Down to 10 seconds here in the third. Sandusky with possession. Jack Betts trying to get a play set up. Down to 5 seconds. One-on-one. He'll pull back, go for three, right wing, way off the mark, saved by Sandusky. And that's the way we'll be end of third. Sandusky leading by 5, 31-26 against the Ubley Bearcats. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Start of the fourth period here. 31-26, Sandusky maintaining the 5-point lead against the Ubley Bearcats. Our final frame here. The adjustments seem to be pretty good here for Sandusky. We'll see what this fourth quarter. Who can gut it out here? Inbounds pass. Ubley will open it up. Number 5, Colin Nazentoski. Pass over to number 0. Austin Getter goes up for 2. No good, but rebound. Ubley powering her way up for another chance. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jack Betts for Sandusky. Pass over to left side to Carson Short. Whistle is called on Ubley.
Foul is going to go against Ethan Maurer.
From the left sideline, inbounds to Tyler Bush, to number 3, to number 1 back in the game here. Carson Champeau, 3-point shot by number 3, way off the mark, Braden Bender. Whistle was called. Foul away from the ball, now be on Sandusky, fighting for the ball, rebound-wise. The Ubley ball. Far side, inbounds pass, no pressure.
It's going to be against Tyler Bush.
Ubley with possession right into the right lane. Now right wing for 3. No good by number 2 in the game here for Ubley. Ethan Maurer and rebound Sandusky. Coming down to 7 minutes left. Jack Betts with it. Will hold up around the right wing. Double team. Pass over and we have a whistle called. Looks like against Ubley when the Sandusky was passing the ball well.
Yeah, they're starting to get this defense to flex a little bit there. We're going to have a backside cutter on that pass that went into the interior on the block, but they hammered him, and it's going to be a baseline out-of-bounds play.
From the baseline, inbounds from Tyler Bush, and into the right corner for three. Jack Fetz got open, and he makes it in.
Pretty good shooter when he gets his feet set.
First point scored, 34-26 in the fourth. Sandusky leading by eight. 6:45 to go in the game. From the top of the point, he swishes one, number five, Colin Nozentoski. 34-29. 6.5 to go in the game. Sandusky with possession, 34-29 with the lead. Goes to the high post, bounce pass to Tyler Bush, right wing. He'll go to the paint, pitches it out to number one. Carson Champeau goes for three, does not go in. Rebound number zero, Austin Gettner for Ubley.
Got the look they wanted. That was a good wide open three there. It just didn't go down.
With the dribble, Colin Nozentoski at the point. To Austin Gettner, bounce pass into the left low block. He tried to get to number three, but stealing it away is Champeau for Sandusky. Jack Betts now with the dribble. Left side of the floor. He'll go into the left wing. Up for two. Hits the back of the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by number three, Daniel Dryeski. Ubley possession. 5.5 to go. 34-29. Sandusky leads, and they get another steal in the paint. Number 23. Timeout call. That was Carson Stewart. Timeout call. We'll be right back. It is 34-29. Sandusky leads Ubley. Coming out of the timeout, Braden Bender gets it in for two for Sandusky, making it 36-29, 5:12 to go after that timeout called. That timeout was called by Ubley, I believe.
Nope, it was Sandusky.
Oh, it was Sandusky?
Yep, great set play coming out of the timeout for Coach Berwick.
Missed shot by Ubley, rebound Jack Betts with the dribble. Over number 23, Carson Stewart to Champeau for Sandusky. Braden Bender at the high post. Pivots around, hands it off to Carson Stewart. Back to Tyler Bush. Bender goes and swishes it in. Braden Bender. 7 points here in the second half, making it 38-29. Sandusky extending their lead at the 4.5 mark in our fourth period. Kaden Peruski. Pass up to Ozentoski, down the right lane for two. Does not go in, hits the back of the rim. Sandusky rebound, Braden Bender. Drives to the basket, knocked out of bounds by Ubley. Three different shooters here, a lot of contributors.
Bender there wanted to see how hot he really was there because he's gonna take it at the rim.
7 points here in the second half. All his points in the second half. We talked about how many different shooters who can step it up here, looking for the open guy, the hot guy right now. And Sandusky doing a pretty good job of that here in the second half, especially. Under four to go here, 38-29.
See if Sandusky can be smart here. They've got the lead. They've got the ball. They're extending it out.
Seems like they're doing it. Tyler Bush was in the paint. Was a one-on-one situation. Kind of pulled up. Coach kind of telling him to move, keep moving the ball. Don't stand still. 3:34 to go here. Tyler Bush will hold up. Over to Carson Champeau. Braden Bender. Carson Stewart. Over to Champeau. Pretty soon here, Ubley's going to have to be forced to foul him here soon. But still got plenty of time here. And right there, you'll have one.
Going to get Bender back to the line. No, they're going to say based on out of bounds. I thought they were going to.
I don't think he tried to take a shot, but. Inbounds to Jack Betts. Oh, and bumping his body is Colin Nozentoski on the inbounds pass to Jack Betts from the baseline for number 23, Carson Stewart. That ball goes into the student section on the far side of the floor of Sandusky. They'll get the ball back here. 3:15 to go here, 38-29. Sandusky leads. Right sideline, inbounds pass here. Carson Stewart into Tyler Bush. Carson Champeau, number one for Sandusky, with it. Double team and a foul by Ubley on the double team. We'll see which one get it. Carson Stewart was fouled for Sandusky. That's five plus fouls, or five fouls now for Ubley. And they'll go to the line for two, apparently. What's the rule on that? I always thought it was a one and one.
Changed.
Oh, it did this year?
Yep.
Wow. Well, what needs to change is the free throw shooting walls here for Sandusky. That first one was a miss, but the second one is good. It was number 23, I do believe, getting those. It is now 39-29. 10-point lead here for Sandusky. 2:55 to go in the game, and trying to get it in is number zero. Can't get it for Ubley. Braden Franzen will try to put a put back. He'll draw the foul. .248 to go in the game. 39-29, 10-point lead. First free throw up. No good.
He's a good shooter. He has struggled on his first attempt here. He has adjusted. I'd be surprised if he doesn't knock this one down.
Second free throw attempt. That one good. Cliff called it. Be a timeout by Ubley. 39-30. 2:48 to go in the game. Ubley calls a timeout. Sandusky leads in the fourth. All right. People singing the Journey song here. Don't Stop Believing. In Sandusky. Sandusky leading by 9. 39-30. One out of two free throws made by Braden Franzen for Ubley.
Ubley going to come back and put some full court pressure on the Redskins. Whoops.
It slipped. Fast break. Inbounds pass. Tyler Bush does not go in for Sandusky on the far side. Inbounds pass. Rebound. Mitchell Foote for Ubley. 2:36 to go here in the game. 39-30. Three possession lead for Sandusky.
Great set play out of the press breaker there. They had the attempt they wanted.
Mitchell Foote knocks it down, and he draws the foul for Ubley.
Got the ball into the middle of that zone, and he's a big diesel that takes up a lot of space. Got the opportunity, put it in, and got a chance for the three-point play.
39-32. 2:26 to go in the game. Free throw up, and it rolls in. Got the positive roll from Mitchell Foote. Full court pressure applied by Ubley. Inbounds pass by Sandusky. They get it in. No hold up, trying to protect this lead. Jack Betts with it. He moves his way to the right side. Passes over, and turnover by Ubley, and he's upset with himself on that pass.
Just a double and trap kind of thing, and he had to get rid of that ball quicker before he got into that trap.
39-33, 2:08 to go here. Sandusky leading by six. Ubley with possession. Kandon Peruski with it. Back over to Braden Franzo for a three. Left wing. Hits the rim. No good. Slapped away. Picked up by Jack Betts. Fast break all by himself. Can he get the layup? He will hold up. Loose ball, and it goes out of bounds. Hits the leg of number three, Braden Bender. 147. Cliff, I would have taken that shot just to extend your lead a little bit here, but Ubley will call a timeout.
That was taggy. He was going to have a contested attempt there. He played the smart play. You got to remember, you got a 6-point lead and the ball. You're in the bonus. I like the idea, Eddie, that you pull it out.
We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Ubley with possession. Now looking for a three, but Sandusky gets a steal with 1.5 to go here in the game. They lead 39-33. Sandusky with possession. Jack Betts with it. Swings it over to number one, Carson Champeau, right side. Double teamed. He'll find number 23. Jack Betts go for a two, and he found the left lane open for two. 41-33. 1:12 to go in the game. Sandusky leads. Ubley with it. Travel, turnover, Ubley, Sandusky ball. Inbounds pass for Sandusky. Champeau with it. He'll hold it and pull back to the left corner. Over to number three, Bender. We'll have a whistle called. With 54.3 seconds to go in the game. 41-33, 8-point lead here for Sandusky.
Nice adjustment here by the coach there from Sandusky. You know, they're putting that trap press on. Jack Betts' shot there was just a result of reversing the ball and getting it back to the middle. He was wide open and went up off the glass and good.
I believe he has 15 points. On the free throw line, number three, Braden Bender.
Bender's played very well here in the second half as well.
He has 8 points after that free throw. 42-33, Sandusky leads with 54 seconds to go here. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound will be a jump ball, actually. Staying with Sandusky.
Good hustle play there by Tyler Bush to tie that up.
The inbounds for Sandusky. Still a possession. Whistle was called. Likely on Ubley. And going to the line again as they are already in the penalty phase of free throw shooting. Is Ubley, and Sandusky goes back to the line. That's number three, Braden Bender. That one does not drop. They've held the lead since the third period when they took the lead. 24-22 at the 4:14 mark. Sandusky maintaining this lead. 44 seconds to go here. Second free throw attempt is good. Braden Bender, 43-33, 10-point lead for Sandusky. 44 seconds to go here. Inbounds pass rolls until get to the side of the court there for Ubley. Driving to the right side of the glass, up for two. He does not get it. It'll be a foul on Ubley. We'll be right back as he goes to his free throws. Making one out of two of the free throws. Sandusky, Ubley tries to take a shot. Rebound by Sandusky. They let the time roll here. They're going to win this one. 44-33 with the win. Sandusky, the win over Ubley. 44-33, Sandusky Wolves over the Ubley Bearcats. Here on WBGV 92.5 FM, our post-game report coming your way. Again, Sandusky wins 44-33. All right, final score. It was 44-33. Sandusky Wolves with the big win. They had the lead after the end of the first, 14-6. Ubley came back to take the lead 19-17 and had a good late second period. I guess you could say contributed by Camden Peruski, who helped them out, got the first lead of the game 17-16, about a minute left in the second period. Tied by Tovar with 33 seconds left, and Ubley was able to make a shot for two to make it 19-17. They played well there in the second period there.
Yeah, the adjustments coming out of the halftime for Sandusky were noticeable, and I thought Brendan Bender played very well in that third quarter. He had a nice little stretch there where he had like maybe 6 or 8 points. And just a nice adjustment. This Sandusky team is very lanky. They like to kick the ball out and shoot it. I think when they get hot, they're going to be a tough team to beat. I talked to the coaching staff earlier and then before the broadcast, and they talked about how much they're improving. Like, you can see it. They're very lanky.
Yeah.
Look at them. They're not big, but they dribble, drive, penetrate, kick. And you can see if they can shoot the ball well, they're going to be a tough team to beat.
Yeah, they're lanky, but they're not stiff.
Right.
You know what you're seeing. They are athletic with the bodies. They're trying to get the shots to the glass. We saw a lot of perimeter shots for them, but as time went on here in the second half, they started attacking more the interior, looking for an open shot. But see a lot of the majority of the shots where they've been on the outside.
Yeah, Jack Betts is just a freshman here. He puts the ball up a lot. He does get a lot of shot attempts. I've noticed when he gets his feet underneath of him, he's a real good shooter from the perimeter. He's going to be something to deal with here going forward. He's putting good numbers up already as a freshman. Wait till he grows into his body and gets his gets that other spurt of strength going on as an upperclassman.
Unofficially, Ubley, this is official. Ubley had that largest lead of the game was at 5:54 to go with 22-19 lead in third. Then the tie by free throws by Sandusky tied at 22 all with about 5 minutes left. Sandusky takes the lead at the 4:14 mark. Three-point shot also by Jack Betts at the 3:10 mark, make it 27-22. Ubley tried to close it in there, but Sandusky maintaining pretty good lead here, 31-24 with about 20 seconds left. Ended at 30 was 31-26, and from then on, just playing controlled, smart basketball to win and just held the lead throughout the whole fourth. Closest I think Ubley was able to come back was within seven. Maybe 36-29 and then 32 with 2:26 to go in the game. But if you can make at least late in the game, even though your free throw shooting wasn't that great for Sandusky, 7-20, make a couple late free throws, at least 50% of them, to maintain that lead, 44-33 with a victory. All right, yeah, got to work in those free throws, though. 6-14 for Sandusky in the first half. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 14 in the second. So a total of 7 of 20 for free throw shooting. 9 of 12 for Ubley free throw shooting. I'll have your leaders when we come back. I know I'm off by one or two here, Cliff, so we'll be right back here for your scoring leaders here. The win again for Sandusky, 44-33 over Ubley. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Sandusky with a win over Ubley, 44-33. With us is first-year head coach here at Sandusky, John Berewolf. Coach, good adjustment here in the second half. But overall, got to be happy with some of the improvement here you've seen so far tonight. But you made the adjustments. Just talking to, I like to call him Coach, too.
Okay.
Cliff, yeah. Amy, about the adjustments. And then, Cliff, you want to add on? What would you like to ask?
Sure, I thought in the second quarter there, Ubley threw a trap at you there, caught you off guard a little bit, a couple possessions, and then that, going into the halftime, I actually think that was an advantage for you because you got to I think you probably addressed it because the next time they tried that, you guys had it figured out.
Well, we've seen that in the scouting, for sure. Whether they're in zone or whether they're man, they like to trap once or twice. They try to get that, they try to catch you off guard. So it was in our scouting. But until you see it once or twice, sometimes you know you have to realize what's going on. So we did talk about that for sure. And we've got some good players out there. And they handled it. And I told just got done telling them in the locker room, you know, good job in the second half. We handled some of the things a little bit better that we weren't handling in the first half. So, they definitely threw the trap at us. More importantly, I think when we went to our zone, I was kind of surprised that we're having more that kind of success with it. So obviously we had to keep an eye on Franzl. You know, and they have other good shooters also, but we had to keep an eye on him and make sure he wasn't getting his shots. And the guys did a really good job. Our zone was really tweaked, just trying to make sure that was covered.
Know where the shooter is all
Absolutely.
The time, right? Yeah, call him out. And so the I thought the adjustments, another one of the adjustments that was noticeable to me is your patience with the basketball in the second half. Okay, sometimes, especially when teams trap you, they force you into quick shots. I thought in the second half there you kind of got real patient. There was a couple possessions there in your, I think it's almost like a read and react offense. That's what it reminds me of. And I noticed that, you know, there was 7, 8, 9 passes before you took the shot.
Yeah, and I come from a coaching staff in the past that we would really slow it down and do that. But, yes, read and react for sure. But control tempo, okay? And whatever tempo means, we want to push, we want to run, we got to do those kind of things. But what's nice is we're starting to adapt a little bit and trying to coach them like, hey, we don't need to get that quick shot right now. You know, we're up 5, 6, however many points we're at. Let's win this possession. Let's take a little more time off the clock, things like that. So, I don't know how much time we were running off, and we weren't purposely trying to run time off. We were just trying to be really patient. And I think they did. Our team did a really good job of that the second half, or a much better job of that the second half.
I used back when I was doing a coach, I was always, we can get. You'd hear me on the side and go, I can get that shot anytime I want it. Mm-hmm. Let's get the shot we want, okay? And I noticed that, especially down in that left corner over there, you buried a couple threes, but your shooters had their feet set, mm-hmm. they're squared up, and the defense had flexed away from it. So that was noticeable to me, you know, as an ex-coach.
Not a desperate three type of shot.
No. Yeah.
If you feel like you're rushing it, don't take it. You know, and can we make one more pass to get a better shot? You know, and our certain players too, certain players for shooters. But I thought we did a much better job. And by the way, since I've been here, we want to push, right? So that's what they've been programmed. So now at some point, you got to try to pull it back. And that's tough to do also. So I thought we did a pretty good job.
So looking at your record, Coach, you got four tough losses. I looked mm-hmm. at the teams that you've played, but they're good teams. I mean, there is yeah. such a thing as, other than in the league, there is such a thing as a good loss. You know, yeah. you get exposed, you figure out what you're not good at, and then you know where to work.
New coach, you know, new terms you're hearing, new system, you know, and I don't really know players. You know, I saw them a little bit this summer, but trying to figure out where the pieces fit, and we're starting to get a little bit better rotation and kind of seeing where players fit in at certain times of the game also. So, you look at that schedule early, the first four games, you know, we're lucky to, you know, come out with an overtime win at Bad X, so that helped out a little bit. But, yeah, it could get you know, more experience in tough teams, and, you know, hopefully it makes it better for the games you're playing in the future. But this team, our team, has definitely gotten better, and you know,
I would classify it. I mean, just the first time I've seen your team, okay, and I think that as some of your younger players kind of grow into their bodies a little bit, get a little stronger. You're lanky, but you're a little thin, mm-hmm. and I would think you know, as you get better, as you continue to improve, you know, if you can shoot the ball, you're going to be very dangerous or very tough to beat.
Yep, you're just trying to find that mix, right? That blend, that certain, like I said, certain times of game. I think we have a little bit taller guards, you know, that I call them slashers. You know, they can get to the rim. You know, they're really good at that. But they can also shoot the open shot also. So, yeah, just finding roles and then having the kids believe in that role, you know, or embrace it to make us the best we can be. And it's just nice to get a couple wins and kind of see where we're heading in the league.
Yeah, you started off 1-4, but those are against some tough teams, top teams in the Greater Thumb Conference. How'd you keep the team positive? Say, hey, it's going to come together here. How did they respond?
Honestly, I haven't had
time.
I haven't had to. It's a group. It's a great group of kids. We don't have issues. You know, I'm knocking on wood right now because I've been definitely teams where we've had some chemistry issues. This team gets along well. They seem to get along well off the court also.
It shows because of the way they share the ball, and they're trying to get to the guy with the open shot here, especially in the second half. You saw that a little bit more. Started off hot in this first period. When we were talking about how many different shooters you have, you're starting five. Any of those guys can shoot right off the bat.
Maybe we don't have that player that can, you know, get 25 to 30, right? But we have a bunch of players that can get 10 to 15. I think.
And it takes a good point guard to do that. And you got a freshman out there, Jack Betts. You complimented Franzo, but pretty impressive of what Betts here did tonight.
Yeah, his upside is real big. You know, he gets stronger and better with the ball. He'll in a couple of years, he's your 25-a-game kind of mm-hmm. kid. But right now, he's just a little frail, a little young, and getting there. But, yeah, he's a terrific player. Anybody that's a freshman, I don't care what level ball it is, you're playing scoring points, you're pretty legit.
He's played a ton of travel ball.
Yep,
he's
see it.
Well coached by family.
Yep.
He's
especially the fundamentals.
He's a lot of basketball. Yeah. You know, and because he's worked on those things and put so much time in, there's certain skill things that he can do because he's worked on, and they come. You know, so some of the moves, like tonight, I went no, goes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know. But yeah, he can handle the ball. And by the way, we usually have him on the other team's best guard. You know, we usually have him guarding the other team's best guard, and he's really good on the ball defender. Mm-hmm. And what we talked about, you guys mentioned sharing the ball. We've talked to him, you know, and the rest of the team about sharing the ball, and he's gotten better at that. Okay, he's gotten better at that. And I don't even know what his assists are for the year, but you know, I know he's our leading assist.
So that's a thing, Coach, that I've noticed on AAU, and I had a bunch of players play AAU too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like it because you see the physicality, you see the speed of the game. but you end up maybe swallowing the ball a little bit when they come out of the AAU, because that's mm-hmm. that game. You know, you're trying to show everybody who you are, not what your team is. So I agree. You could see the AAU in it. I see the adjustments. He wasn't selfish with the ball. He was just trying to score.
Absolutely.
One other point. You know, Tom Izzo is one of my favorite coaches, and I've always watched him coming out of timeouts, and especially your sideline out of bounds player there coming out of the timeout. Yeah, he came, called timeout, sideline out of bounds, bucket at a kind of a critical point in the game. You know, got you back up 8-9 points.
I mean, that's our team. We didn't specifically look for anything, you know, on that play. That's our out of bounds play, and they just happened to run it correctly for a score. And like I said, we got different players on the court that can score. And you know, I don't know what you do if you scout us. You know, it's tough.
Well, you started off 1-4. And then after that, lost to Yale, you're 5-6.
I thought we played really good at Yale. Like a really good coach. Coach Kohler's really good down there, good program.
Put up 51 points on him.
We competed, you know. We've been scoring points this year. We've been giving up a lot of points, you know, so we're getting a little bit better at that. And that was a good team. That was a good game for us to play.
So up next, you got Marlette. That's on the road. And then Brown City, always tough schools to play at.
As long as the weather forecast is correct, right? We don't want to make sure the roads
cross
are good.
Cross your fingers. Yeah. League play there. So far, I know there's things you still want to fix here. The team knows it. You know it. And that's a good thing.
No, absolutely. And, again, my first thing right now is just tempo. Just trying to play faster. Get used to playing faster. You know, I think that will wear teams down, I think. I'm not real familiar with the league yet, but we're almost through the first round here, and I'm getting a better idea. So
not bad so far for the first-year head coach here in boys basketball for Sandusky.
Not at all. You know, I was very impressed. And, you know, I could see where this team's going to be incredibly dangerous later in the season when everything starts to jive for you.
You'll have another crack at Harbor Beach, though.
Yes, we will.
Here.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Here.
So,
up there. Hey, they're tough. I mean, that's a tough team.
And Ron can coach.
Yes, sir.
But tough place to play. That's a tough gym to play in. Huh? This is a tough gym to play in. For other schools to come here, they don't shoot like they do in their own hometown. So,
You know, I don't know if Cass City and Carroll believe that, but okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach John Bearwhoop. We hope to see you again later down the season. We'll be right back here as we continue our postgame report. Good win here, 44-33 over the Yubley Bearcats. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, welcome back. After talking to John Bearwhoop, great conversation with him. Thank you, Cliff, for handling most of the interview there. But a good win here. League win, 44-33 against the Yubley Bearcats. You know, Yubley Bearcats, another tough loss for them. They have now three straight losses in league losses, KPEC, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky. They'll have Brown City this coming Friday. And then next week, Marlette, Memphis, and KPEC again, who they lost to also. What does Yubley got to do here?
You know, they've got some nice players, and they got a nice team, and they were scrappy. I don't know how you put the wheels back on the cart here and with them, but, you know, they're going to compete. I thought they did defensively. They did what they could do. They're just a little bit outgunned here tonight, to be perfectly frank. And then I thought the coach here from Sandusky did a nice job of making adjustments in the second half.
All right. Unofficially, I have about 14 points. I know I'm missing 2 points somewhere. I'll get it official later. 14 points for Braden France, so he might have had 16. I've got 10 for Kendon Peruski, and we have 6 points for Mitchell Foote, total-wise. 2 points for Seth Maurer, and 6 points for Colin Ozentoski. They were both threes. Well, actually, 1-3 for him. I think he only shot one air in the second half, so there you go. 9-12 for free throw shooting for the Yubley Bearcats. With his loss. Leading score here for the Sandusky Wolves, 15 for Jack Betts, according to my calculations, 10 for Braden Bender. He was hot in the second half, wasn't he? So, and all his scores were in the second half. 11 points for Tyler Bush, also did a good job first half and second half. And we have 3 for Carson Stewart, 2 for Gabe Drabant, and 1 for Danny Tovar. I think Drabant actually had a free throw, so I'll give him 3 on that, too. That might be my missing points. Again, the free throw shooting, man, 6 of 14 and 7 of 20 total for Sandusky. Got to fix that, definitely. Something I wanted to ask him, but 9 of 12 for Yubley, but not enough to help them with this 44-33 loss. All right, that is your unofficial scoring leaders. When we come back, we'll talk about what Sandusky has. Our game coming up tomorrow night also. We got a big game tomorrow for girls basketball, and we'll talk that, about that when we come back here and close things up here on WBGB 92.5. All right, welcome back. Closing things up here. Sandusky up next will be at Marlette. Marlette loses tonight to Brown City, apparently. This is from Mike Gallagher of the San Luis County News, the actual host of Thumb Sports Line, which came back online on Monday. And we'll talk about this game and other games that happened in this past week. But they lose to Brown City 51-43. So Sandusky goes in at Marlette. But you still can never look past the Coach Pennington Marlette team, regardless.
Not at all. He's going to have them playing well. And, you know, that's a rivalry. That's one of those two teams that you don't have to dial it up no matter what the record is, because these are neighboring teams that like to play against one another.
So they'll have Marlette this coming Friday night, next week at Brown City, Memphis, and then Peck on the 23rd and back against K-Peck, who Sandusky beat. The rematch against Ubley will be on February 2nd. And then Sandusky has Harbor Beach in there somewhere. Kind of figure out when that game is. I'll have to look, because sometimes the MHA schedule is not fully locked in there. So we'll take a look at that later. But Ubley will try to bounce back after three straight league losses at Brown City this Friday night. Next week they'll have Marlette also. So they fall to 4-5 overall. Wow. So that's a good second half after starting off that 1-4 mark. They will move to 6-4 on the record at this moment. And they are still on the hunt in league play. They are now in league play. They've got 2-1 now. So looking good. That lone loss was to Harbor Beach. And this is a good team. They're improving. You know, Coach Bayer said it. They're improving, and we're seeing it.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a very dangerous team. They're having a nice year. Their four losses are against quality teams. And as they improve and they kind of grow into the new coach and the new style, I think they're going to do quite well here this season.
All right. Let's bring up the Hoosiers music. That wraps things up here for tonight. Sandusky with the win over Ubley, 44-33. We'll see you tomorrow night, or tune in tomorrow night. High school girls basketball. It'll be Sandusky at Marlette's. Right here on WBGV 92.5. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. for high school girls basketball. Sandusky at Marlette. Thank you, Cliff.
See you tomorrow night.
And I'm Eddie Fury. Cliff Amy with you there also on WBGV 92.5. Have a great night, folks.